Germany in the late 1930s was a predominantly religious nation, with the majority divided between Catholics and Lutherans. The fascist globalists realized that the multi-sectarian United States could not be brought under one religious control system. Through their corporate control over the large media outlets, these would-be global rulers have instituted a decades-long campaign to undermine and discredit organized religion, regardless of denomination. Some wayward TV evangelists and Catholic priests have only exacerbated this campaign. There also appears to be a movement to control the Church's message in the campaign for the 2008 election. According to a June 2007 CNN press release, the TV network will serve as the exclusive broadcaster of a presidential candidate forum on faith, values, and politics during the Sojourners Pentecost 2007 conference in Washington, D.C. The Reverend Jim Wallace of Sojourners and author of the best-selling book God's Politics, Why the Right Gets It Wrong and the Left Doesn't Get It, has invited Democratic presidential candidates Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator John Edwards, and Senator Barack Obama to share their ideas and proposals about pressing social issues with a special emphasis on poverty. Soledad O'Brien, a CNN anchor and correspondent, was asked to moderate the forum. Jim Wallace, in 1971, founded Sojourners, an organization that wishes to articulate the biblical call to social justice, inspiring hope, and building a movement to transform individuals, communities, the church, and the world. Detractors accuse Wallace of attempting to divide evangelical Christians to the benefit of secular liberals. In an open letter, William J. Anderson, a teacher of economics at Maryland's Frostburg State University, accused Wallace of serving as a leftist political operative for the 2004 presidential campaign of John Kerry. Anderson wrote, "I am familiar enough with you, Wallace, and Sojourners to know that much of what you have written reeks of the worst kind of hypocrisy. The central theme of Sojourners from day one has been anti-capitalism." According to a special report by the Traditional Values Coalition, which claims to be the largest non-denominational grassroots church lobby in America, throughout the history of Sojourners, Wallace has taken a consistently left-wing and anti-American stance.